Pesach, from the day after Pesach, they were evil to eat me'avur arts. We know there's a halacha of chadash, right? What's the halacha of chadash? You ever hear of this halacha? What is the halacha of chadash? That one is not allowed to eat, but the new produce, the grains that took root from last Pesach through the year until the second day of Pesach. Second day of Pesach comes and the Korban Omer was brought, and that permits one to eat from the new grain. Okay? So, but, and Bisman, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Korban Omer. So the Gemara says that the coming of the day itself matters the Chadash. Okay? So they had a problem when they came in the time of Yoshua, and that was, how are they going to eat matzah? Well, what's the issue? Because matzah is made what? From the chameshes mine dogan. Yeah, you can't make matzah from something other than the five grains, chita, sora, etc. Right? So, what's the problem? The problem is, it's one day too early. Meaning, the tzvua is going to become mutter when? On the second day. The second day of Pesach. But what is the mitzvah of matzah? Is the first night. So you're off by a day. So that's what the Gemara says. Vayochu me'avur ha'aretz mimachas ha'pesach. Mimachas ha'pesach ochol me'ikor lo ochol. In other words, only mimachas ha'pesach, the day after the second day. Mimachas ha'pesach, the day after the first day of Pesach, they were able to eat the tzvua. Me'ikor lo ochol. Alma akruv omer v'hadar achol. So they had to bring the omer, and then they could eat. But so then it comes out that they weren't able to eat what? Matzah that year, because all the matzah was what? Treif. All the matzah was treif, because any matzah that they can get was all chadash, and chadash only becomes mutter on the second day, when you bring the Korban Omer on the second day. So that's what the Gemara says. So in Hanami, they had a problem that year. So Tosis, the top Tosis on Lama Tesem and Aleph, quotes Yushalmi. Yushalmi Maksha. Lama lo ochul matzah mechodesh. V'yoho esei b'v'erev tochul matzahs. We have a klal of esei docha lo saseh. That if you have a conflict between a mitzvah esei and a mitzvah lo saseh, one of the classic examples is tzitzis, right? We don't have this today, but say the tzitzis used to have a string or two different opinions that was made of tchelis. Whether we have it or we don't have it, people who have it. So the blue string, right, was not only a question of it being the color blue, but it also had to be made from what? Well, from wool, right? So if you had a garment that was a linen garment, right? So now you're putting the string, which was the blue string, which had to be wool. So then what do you have? Shatness. So what's the heter? This is the mitzvah. The mitzvah's essay of tzitzis is docha the lo sase. Esse docha lo sase. So now that's a famous sugi, right, in the beginning of the Gemara Yevamos, right? So why don't you say the same thing over here? That there's a mitzvah esse to eat what? To eat matzah. And there's a lo sase of what? Chadosh. Right? So esse docha lo sase, and that would have solved the problem. That's the Yushalmi's kasha. So do you want to give an answer before we see what the Yerushalmi answers? Does anyone want to... Yeah.
Doesn't that cause it to only apply when the two are directly related? Like, you know, you can use scissors, you know, shot is because God is telling you to put the fringes on the back. And you can assume that you know God knows the shot is there, he allows it. Same thing by you, but you normally use regular arrows. Since God tells you you can do it, then you know you can. But there's no direct relation between Kaddish and the Pesach.
No, but what you're saying is interesting, but it's not necessarily so. In other words, you can have. Even in other words, even if it doesn't always come that way, you also say "Esei Dochalos Aseh." But you're right. You're saying there is. In other words, that case is different because it's built in. You're saying. Yeah. Go on. Anyone else?
There's a difference between the mitzvahs given before Har Sinai and that we're going to end Har Sinai.
Yeah.
So, Matzah and Pesach before.
So therefore.
Har Sinai. So also Sigma Har Sinai. The Aseh before Har Sinai doesn't push up.
Okay. So let's look in what the Yerushalmi says. No, you were Machavin. If you didn't see it, you were Machavin. Okay. So the Gemara. Bitaris the ain't essay the code Madibor Doka Losasa Dacha Hadibor. So that's exactly what you said. Right, that the mitzvah's essay of Matzah is an essay that was given before Har Sinai. Right? It was given before Har Sinai, it was already given in Mitzrayim when they ate matzah. So that mitzvah's essay doesn't have the same strength to be Doka Losasa. And therefore, the klal of Esei Dochalos Aseh does not apply over here. Okay? That's the first parent of Tosis, of the Yerushalmi. Inami Yesh Lomer, the Gzeirik Zayis Rishon Atu Kzai Yeshevi. What does that mean? Anyone help me? What is that, the second parent? Yeah.
That means Zuriochev is the first Kesayas. The first Kesayas could be Doka, but not the second Kesayas. It's not strong enough to be Doka. Also say,
why? What does that mean? Explain. Just explain a little more.
Because.
Well, you're only going to eat a Kesayas.
You're going to obviously more.
You might have to eat more. In other words, the mitzvah of matzah technically is what? Only
the first Kesayas.
The one Kesayas.
You're going
to
eat meat.
But you may come to eat more, and that. You don't really get the mitzvah, right?
Exactly.
So therefore what? So we're afraid that if you can eat one kezayis, you may eat a kezayis and a half, or two kezayisim, and then you're eating treif, without, you're going to get the los aseh, but you might not be what? Being fulfilling the aseh. And this teretz and tosis leads to a broader discussion of could be, you know, the Vilna Gaon's opinion that there's a mitzvah of, you know, the chiyuv of matzah is only what? The first night, or the first, but there's a chiyuv according to the Vilna Gaon the whole time. So this is assuming that that even either there's no chiyuv, or even if there is a chiyuv, that wouldn't be strong enough to be docha the lo saseh. So therefore, that was the Gzeirah Gzeiris Rishon Atu Gzeiris Shevi. Okay, so that's the kach of Yerushalmi. So it was again the first year they came into Eretz Yisrael, they weren't able to eat matzah because all the matzah was treif. All the matzah was treif. So what they had to do, they couldn't eat. So Tosfos asked the kach of what? What did you say? Asay docha lo sasei. The asay of matzah should be docha lo sasei of chadosh. So one teretz is that assay is too weak because it's kodem hadibur, like you said. And the other teretz is what you said, is that it's a chashash, that you might eat too much, and therefore you'll be eating more than a kezayis, and that extra doesn't have, is a los assay without the assay being dochet. Good. Okay. Now let's take a look at another Gemara, a Mishnah and a Gemara. On Daf Lamed Hey in Sachim on the second page. The famous Mishnah. Eilu Dvarim Shadom Yotzei Behem Yidei Chavosah B'Pesach. In other words, you can't just make matzah from any ingredient you want. It has to be from five specific types of grains. Kitim, Sorim, Kusum, Shipon, Shibol, Shuol. So Kitim is what? Wheat, barley, spelt, rye, oats. And Shibol, Shuol is oats, and that's the whole discussion. That's the one big discussion that poskim have, is Shibol Shul really oats or not? That's the one conversation I ever had in my life with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, is on this topic. Is Shibol Shul oats or not? Because some are choshish that it's not, some Rabbanim and others were choshish that it wasn't oats, and I wanted to know his opinion on the matter, because and so he told me that he's not choshish for that, that opinion. He holds that Shibol Shul is. But there are others that thought not. You know, it's very relevant to Halacha L'maisa. I'll tell you why. Because every once in a while I have a Talmud or something that has, can't take gluten, right? Has intolerant to that certain things that are in the regular grain, and so, and they get very sick, right? They get very sick, and the question is, could they have oat matzah or not? And that's what besides discussing what the bracha is to make on Cheerios, that's one question, but it becomes a bigger issue regarding matzah, whether you're going to be yotzer. Okay, but that's a side point. Now, what's so special about these grains? So what's special about these grains are, the Gemara says, that these grains are, look a little further in the Gemara, second line, Menani Mili, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Chaintana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Chaintana Debei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Amar Kra, Lo Sochol Av Chametz, Shivas Yomim Tochol Av Matzos, Dvarim Haboim Lidei Chimut, Adam Yotzei Bahem Yidei Chavoso, So the Gemara has an interesting drasha, and the Gemara says that matzah can only be made from something that potentially can become chametz. That if you leave it long enough, it'll become chametz. So, but obviously, when you make matzah, you make sure that it doesn't become chametz. So those are the things that you can be yotzei yidei chavoso in matzah. The things that can never become what? Chametz, you can't use for matzah. So we have a tradition that only these five grains have the ability to have the properties of chametz. Whatever the chemical reaction is that is required to reach this level of chametz, only these five species can become chametz. And then the Gemara is going to have a discussion. What about orez? What about rice? Is there Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it is. We hold it can't. But only these five. So that's the drasha of the Gemara. Only things that can become chametz you could use for matzah. Meaning you'll use for matzah and you'll make sure that it did become chametz. But it has to be something that if you would have left it long enough, it would have become chametz. That's what the Gemara says. Oh, okay, good. Now, let's see another Gemara. On page 3, on Lamed Hei of the base. Tanu Rabban. Yochol yotzei adam yidei chavoso betevel shalom niskan. What's the din of tevel? What does tevel mean, Rabosai? Right. So what's the din? If you didn't take the proper truma and meiser, so what's the halacha? You're not allowed to eat it. Right? It's an issur to eat. So what if you would make matzah from grain that you weren't mafresh, trumas and meisers from that grain? And the Gemara says, what do you... Tevel shalom niskan, that's redundant. Kol tevel namilo halo niskan. In other words, and even if you took some of the hafrashas you know, there are a lot of things you have to be mafrish. The truma, the maisa, mina maisa. So you are mafrish completely. So this wheat is also bachila. So what's the din? Can you be yotzei matzah from this wheat? So Gemara says, Talmud lomar, lo socha lo lav chametz, mi she isuro mishum bal tocha lo lav chametz, yotza ze she ein isuro mishum bal tocha lo chametz, el mishum bal tocha lo tevel. Please explain to me that line. Help me. Anybody? Sure.
Saying that there's an iser not to have chametz, but it comes to exclude there's no iser. It comes to say there's no iser on tevel. That is shehain isur mishum ba'al tovel mishum ba'al tovel tevel.
So what does that mean?
That it's saying that it comes to yotze zeh shehain isur mishum ba'al tovel chametz. So, they're saying
that there is an issue
not to eat
tevel. There's an issue not to eat tevel, yeah. So why is there an issue not to make matzah?
Because it says it comes to exclude the stomach,
that there's also an issue of the shumat. That's not possible. Okay, you're beginning, you're on the right track. Someone help him out.
If you're over on the iser of eating chametz, you're also over on the iser of eating tevel.
Okay. Still, we're going. Just help us out more.
Rashi says that even if you make matzah out of this, you're still yotzei within matzah. Even if you're over on the tevel, so you're still yotzei matzah.
Okay. Keep going. Keep going.
Saying that. We're not worried about the issue of your chametz because it's not also about your chametz, only it's also because it's tevel. There's an iser of chametz, but over here we're not even worried about the iser of chametz because there's an iser of tevel to do the matzah.
Okay, almost.
Is it that, if you come out to that, because it's only an iser of chametz and not an iser, not an iser of chametz, it's only an iser of tevel when you eat the matzah, so you're still yotzei eating the matzah because you're not.
Okay, you're getting there. Let me finish it off. Meaning what? In other words, if you take tevel, right? This full of tevel, and you make it into chametz, and you eat it on Pesach. What do you get punished for? What avera did you violate? You took some tevel and you made it into chametz. What is that? What do you violate? Tevel? Well, we have three choices. Tevel, chametz, all of the above? No. There are multiple choices. Which one? Tevel or chametz?
Maybe.
Or not. We have a klal. Look at the last line in the Gemara. That Shimon Omer ein iser chal al iser. There is a klal called ein iser chal al iser. Whereas if you have, let me give you an example. You have, the din is a kohen. A kohen can't marry a grusha, right? He can't marry a zona, right? Right, there are different women that a Kohen can marry. A divorcee, a zona, etc. So say he marries a woman that was both a grusha and then later she became a zona. So if he would be with this woman, would we give him malchus one time or would we give him 40 or 80? So the klal of ein iser chal al iser means if something is usser for reason A and then it becomes usser for reason B, and there are exceptions if reason B maybe is more inclusive or whatever, but you're only going to what? Get the iser for what? For the first one. So what's the first one over here? Tevel. So therefore what? So therefore if you have Tevel, and you make Tevel, and you make it into chametz, and you eat it on Pesach, what are you going to get punished for? Tevel, and not chametz. Why? Because Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. Good. Now, so now, why should this affect? Why should this affect the what? The matzah. Well, what?
Matzah is made of the five grains.
Well, say clear.
If it's chametz, then you're not yosei, but if it's only three, you can still be yosei.
Yeah. Still considered matzah. It's no issur about no tofu chametz on it.
So let me say it over. This is the pshat. And this is the way Rav Shechter said it over once. You see from this Gemara a chiddush. The way Rav Shechter said it over once is like this. That just like we said before, that the only things that are good for matzah are things that what? Physically can become what? Chametz. So as Rav Shechter pointed out, this Gemara is adding a new nekuda. That not only does it have to be physically to become chametz, to be yotzei matzah, but you have to be able to violate the Isser chametz with this matzah in order to be yotzei. In other words, if you have a piece of matzah that even if it will become chametz physically, you still won't violate the Isser chametz, so then you're not yotzei the mitzvah of what? Of matzah. So this matzah of tevel, even if it'll rise and physically it'll become chametz, but you won't violate what? The Isser chametz. Why not? Because why? Because Tevel and Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So Mimela what? It's not going to be Yotzei the mitzvah of what? Of Matzah.
That's why it's right to you are.
Okay? So that's what the Gemara says over here. That's why you're not going to be Yotzei. Only something, Rashi says, Mishi Sum Shumbal Tochal Chametz Ata Yotzei Bo. But if it's not, Rashi's just saying the first part.
Oh.
But if it's not, if it can't come to the Issa Chametz, then what? Then you won't be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah. Okay? So as Rav Shechter pointed out, this Gemara is saying an added Chiddush. In other words, based on the Mishnah, I thought only it's a din. It has to physically become chametz. And other species that are not these five grains, what? Can't physically become chametz. So they can't be yotzei for matzah. But this Gemara is telling us another nekuda, that even something that what? That physically can become chametz, but what?
It can't
become chametz. But if it's not going to have an issa chametz, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Okay? Good? Is this Gemara good? You got it? Clear? Okay, good. Now that you have this Gemara clear in your head, now think about the Tosas we did by Chodesh and ask me a kasha from the Tosas in Chodesh. What did we say before? Tosas, when the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael in time Yeshua, they couldn't eat matzah. Why? Because all the matzah was treif, because it was Chodesh. So the Yerushalmi asked the kasha what? Say, Tosas and gave two answers. So now so say something now to me.
Why did the Yerushalmi even ask this question? Chodesh can't become chametz, therefore can't be
Yerushalmi. Ah, excellent, beautiful. What's your name?
Eli Schwartz.
Nice Jewish name. Okay, so Eli says, Lachara, once you got to this Gemara, so Yerushalmi's kasha is what? Is obsolete. Because what are you going to tell me? I say Docha Losas and you're giving me all these terutzim. He could give a simple teretz that the reason why you can't be Yotzei Chodesh is because it's already Chodesh, and therefore an Isser Chametz what? Won't be able to be Chal, because what? Ein Isser Chal Isser. And therefore, that's simple. That's the reason why. You don't have to come on to fancy terutzim. The Terence of Esekonim HaDibur, or the concept of you know, gezeira. You know, the second teretz is more like a din derabanan. It's a gezeira. You don't have to come on and take gezeira. It's psul midaraisa. This psul is a psul deraisa. That if you can't come, if you can't come to an iser chametz, it's not yotze. So you could say, like someone Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Shimshon Sher, I was discussing once, I gave a share once in the shul. So you could say, Rabbi Sher said to me, okay, maybe the Bavli, this Bavli Yerushalmi or Mechulak, and then, you know, and it's two different shitas and Mechulak and Patanesek. Right? That's what someone, Rabbi Shimshon Sher once suggested. But if you want to, the question is it possible to mesh these two things? Or is this Gemara in the Bavli and that Tosis in Kiddushin mutually exclusive? That's the question. Oh. So there is a Sefer called the Zeche Yitzchak. The Zeche Yitzchak was written by Ravitzel Lepanovicher, who was a great Rosh Hashiva, who was a great Mechadesh, and he has a pshat, which I want you to ask Akash on the pshat, but first we'll see what the pshat is, and it's a fascinating pshat, and we'll see. Let's see here. He asked the question. Look inside on page 4. The closest kedushin on the kesem now dibar machas ikru heviu kushias ayushalmi amai lo achlu shabo lo oritz matzah shal chodesh nesi esay de matzah vidgalos hased chodesh ukvar tamu olze hare kaimelon bepsachim dein yotzim be matzah shal tevel bechol shem dechol sheeno bebal tochal chametz ein betochal matzah v'yisa chametz lo chal alisa tevel. In Cain, Hachanami, Matzah Shal Chodesh, Psul on the Mitzvah, Lomani Ken, Esay Dochalosa say. Vafil Rabban Sham, the Pligahen, Shun Chomit to Isakol, of Kanchaloya, of a Chodesh, Ain Kan Kol of Mitzvah. Okay, there are exceptions. We're not going to get into the discussion of the Klolim of Ainus or Chalalissa. There are cases where Issa will be Chalalissa. If, okay, but that's the Kash. Okay? You hear the Kash. Oh, so he wants to say the following. This is his yisod. V'nira, the b'matza ikash shtei mitzvahs. He says that there are two mitzvahs when it comes to matzah. Mitzvahs v'erev tochul matzahs. She etzim chovas achilas matzah. That's one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the Lel Seder. Right? That's one mitzvah. Then there's but matzah and the Lel Seder has two functions. See, for us today, we, you know, it's hard for us to relate to this, but today we eat matzah, that's it, the mitzvah matzah. But then there was what? The din also, that they had the Korban Pesach together with the matzah. Whether it was mamish together, like kilo, or whichever, you know, they had the Korban Pesach. So matzah functioned as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And also what's called Hechshera de Pischa. It accompanied and augmented the Korban Pesach. Al Matzos Mororim Yochulubu. Al Matzos Mororim Yochulubu. So, and these, he says, are two separate mitzvahs. Okay? So, Bismarazeh, we don't have the mitzvah of what? Korban Pesach. So, matzah, we don't have that other aspect of matzah of what? Fulfilling that idea of matzos, where we just have matzah b'fnei atzma, and that's why the pasuk says be'erf tochlu matzos. That's one pasuk, and then another pasuk al matzos merim yochlu. So today we can't fulfill al matzos merim yochlu because we're not having the korban pesach. So at least we fill that be'erf tochlu matzos. So he says like this: the nira the whole mashuk kosher b'dinei matzah psula. He says matzah has many halachas that is for a matzah to be good. For example, it has to be nechal b'chol moshavos. It has to be, in other words, it has to be able to eat it. You can't have matzah shel hektish because then you won't be able to eat outside of Yerushalayim. It has to be what? rai lechimutz, as we said, right? All those things. So he says there rak b'matzah nechel b'shum chovas hayom v'erv tochu matzos. Avamash etzerich lechol matzah im ha-pesach mishum dal matzos umroim l'zeh chol matzah k'sheir. So his chiddush is that the various halachas that matzah has to be, the Gemara says, lechem oni shenechel baninus. You have to be able to eat it even if you just lost a relative. And you know, so if you have the matzah that's shel kodesh, you can't eat the baninus, so that's not a good matzah. Or it has to be roi lechimutz, or it has to be nechel b'chol moshovos. All these various added specifications, that's only on the mitzvah of matzah b'toras matzah. But the mitzvah of matzah b'toras what? Hechsheret b'pitzcha b'matzah kol dehusagi. That any type of matzah is sufficient. Of a matzah tzarek level matzah ima pesach mishum ala matzos v'zeh kol matzah k'sheret. So he wants to say like this, that when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah b'fnei atzma, so that it has to be roi lechimutz, and that has all the criteria. But then when matzah is just a tofel, when it's just the kiyum of the mitzvah of accompanying the meat, accompanying the korban pesach, that all matzah is good. So even matzah shel chodesh should be good. So that Yerushalmi is asking, so I don't understand, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, so all the matzah was treif, and so it wasn't roi lechimah, so they couldn't eat it. It wasn't roi leisachomitz. But the chol apachos, why didn't they eat it b'toras what? B'toras korban pesach. You can't eat treif for korban pesach, but esei docha losa say. Well, why do we have to talk about Esei Docha Losa? It's not roi l'isser chametz. Roi l'isser chametz doesn't apply to the mitzvah of matzah, what? That's hechsher de pischa. So memela, but they still, okay, so that problem will be a problem, but still it's treif. So the verse says, no, but it's not a problem of treif either, because Esei Docha Losa say. So to that, the Yerushalmi has to respond, what? Either ein esei kodem adibah don chalosas achar dibur, or zayir tzayis rishon to zayir shein. Fiza yotzer. So the kiyush shlomo zel shaporach b'yushalmi. Amay lo achlu matzah klal. Hare mishum mitzvahs matzos umor that you call him lechol matzah mechadosh mishum desei docha losas. And that's the vort of Rav Itzel Lepanovich. Now, what's a little difficult with this vort? Look back in the Tosas and ask me a kasha on the vort. Look back in the Tosas and Kedushin and ask me a kasha on the vort. Back in Kedushin. Yeah. Right. Tosas, when Tosas had formulated, really, according to Rav Itzel, the people ask is it should have said Yavo essay the al matzah shemurim yochlu, and the Rabbi Tosa says so it's mashma that he wasn't working with Rav Itzel's, nonetheless, it's a question of what the proper gears in Yerushalmi. With Yerushalmis, you never know what the right gears is anyway. So, but that's Rav Itzel's yisoid. So even if it's not the pshat in the Tosas, but it still could be an interesting yisoid. That the mitzvah of matzah doesn't requires all the special specifications, but the mitzvah of matzah shemurim yochlu does not. And he wanted to say pshat tosfos, so you have to say that tosfos is lav dafka. It's a little doichik in the lashon of tosfos, but that's his yisod. Oh. So now I want to show you this yisod again, where it creeps up again. There's a famous rush on page 5. How much matzah do you have to eat at the Seder? well, you eat a kazayis, and then you say a lot of kazayis and whatever. But meikar din midarais, it's one kazayis. Now, what about more? What's the din of more? How much more do you have to eat at the seder? How much more do you have to eat in the seder? No. Also, l'chora kazayis. Now, let me ask you a question. More b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah darais or drabon?
Drabon.
Why?
Because no korban pesach.
No korban pesach. But matzah. So why is matzah darais to them? Also no korban pesach. Because we have a separate pasuk of what? Be'er tochlu matzahs. Morer doesn't have a separate pasuk. So morer is only in the pasuk what? O matzah samorim yechlu. No. Oh. So the Rush has a discussion. How do we know that you need to have a kezias of morah? So if there would be, if the pasuk would say to eat morah, so then like be'erv tochel matzah, it says loshen achila. So then I know I have to eat a kezias of matzah. But how do you know that you have to have a kezias of morah? So we'll look in the Rosh. Tanya. Ochlu demayot, ochlu belobis kamyot, ochlu chatzon yotso. If you ate mora, half a kezayis, and then another half a kezayis, yotso, vachlo yusha ben achila, the chaverta yosem yibbe achila's pras. Whereas, as long as when you ate part of the mora, you didn't wait too much, right, to be achila's pras, a couple of minutes, whatever the shear is, and then you ate your second chatzi kezayis, it's mitzdarif. So you see from that Gemara that you have to have a kezayis, and you can't pause too much. If you had a chatzi kezayis and more, and then another chatzi kezayis, you make sure that there's not too much of a pause between chatzi kezayis A and the rest. So what's the reason? So says the Rosh, Mishum de Mevorech al achilas mora, Sarch sheyochel kezayis, Dein achila pochot mi kezayis. So he brings a raya from the bracha that we make a bracha of al achilas mora. So that shows that what? That it must be that it's a gezayis. Meaning, without the bracha, I mean, the bracha is megala to me that the mitzvah, even b'zman hazeh, that it's only the rabbanon, you still have to eat what? A gezayis. And what's his proof? From the bracha. From the bracha. Okay, take a look on page 8. In the Chidushi Hagrach Rav Chaim, and he's going to say over Shadisaye, but we don't have time to read the whole Shadisaye inside. It's in the packet here, so when you have time later, you can please keep the packets and read it. Go through. But here, Rav Chaim summarizes it, so it's easier. And we're going to see how this Rav Chaim is going to fit into what to the Zecher Yitzchak. Let's look inside in the Rav Chaim. The Rosh Nisfapeg in Tzorach Kezayis Lachilas Mor. Whereas the Rosh wasn't sure. You see from the Gemara he was, but he seemed to require a proof for it. I mean, he wasn't sure. That's what Rav Chaim is saying. Nisfapeg. Came to look see B'mor Loshon Achila. It doesn't say Loshon Achila. So he had to bring a raya from Umasik to came to B'borchim Alachilas Mor Tzorach Kezayis. Who was safe for Shagisariya Hikshalot. It came into Iskish Mor Lamatza. So the pasuk says al matzah sumor yochlu, so that means the same pasuk that says matzah says mor. Uva matzah habeinen kezayis, dechsiv be loshon achila. Be'er tochlu matzahs. In kehu adimor. In other words, why don't we just say, why does the Rosh need this fancy thing? Since in the bracha it must be, why don't you just quote the pasuk? The pasuk says al matzah sumor yochlu, and matzah is bekezayis. Matzah's bekezayis, so then what? Mora must also be bekezayis. So mehekish. So what do you need to quote me a bracha if I have a pasuk? Am I yitzurich lahad mevarkim achilas mora? Vod hikshet. Mehidim mora lo ksiv loshen achila. Furthermore, so what? It doesn't say loshen achila. But the ksiv al matzah sumer yuchlu koya pesach. Yuchlu is a pesach. Aval chazid it. So it's going to Pesach. Val chazin and del iser b'asa b'chalav. Kilei kerem. Back to the ksivu loshen achila. He says that the fact that we don't have a special Lashon Achila by Moror should not indicate that you don't need a Kezayis. What's his Raya? How do you know you can't eat Basar B'cholof? No, you all learned Rashi and Chumash. Losav Hashel three times. So he never says Lashon Lo Sochal Basar B'cholof. Right? You never have a Lashon Achila by Basar B'cholof. That's how the Gemara says in Pesachim that even if you eat Basar B'cholof Shalom Kedarka, that was normally, if you take a trace piece of meat and you eat it when it's boiling hot, then no one in his right mind would ever do it. So you Meshugana, he does it Shalom when it's boiling hot. So the halacha is he doesn't get Malchus for that, because it's Shalom Kedarka. But by Basar B'cholof it doesn't show a Lashon Achila, so you have even Shalom Kedarka. But the question is, by Basar B'cholof, how much do you have to eat to get a Malchus by Basar B'cholof? A Kezayis. And how do I know that? It doesn't say Lashon Achila. So it must be that once we know that in other places in the Torah, Achila is B'Kezayis, so even if it doesn't say a Lashon Achila, if it's a food item, and that's what you're also to do, then what? It's Kezayis, even if he doesn't say Lashon Achila. Basar B'cholof doesn't say Lashon Achila, and still throughout Shas the din is only a Kezayis of Basar B'cholof is what? Is Chayiv Malchus. So then Moror, even though it doesn't have a Lashon Achila B'fnei Atzma, also should be what? Should also be Kezayis. So it became the Yisru Achila, Tachi Alocha, the Achila he be Kezayis. The Prophet says, Lachash of Achila. Yeah, so that's his kasha. So what's his tense? It says next paragraph. Vanir is a dinei Rambam minyan mitzvahs lo mona lachilas moral mitzvah b'nei atzma. So we know the Rambam has a minyan hamitzvahs. He quotes the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam, right? I'll tell you, this is a mitzvah. He quotes because the Gemara in Makkah says there's 613 mitzvahs, and no one ever told us what they are. So that's why the Rishonim will try to figure out what are the 613 mitzvahs, right? And then they come out that they're more. So then they have to say, well, certain mitzvahs you don't count because they're not knowing throughout the generation. They only know it in a certain time, right? And the Ramban has a whole thing in and says, the Ramban, you counted this mitzvah, you forgot this one. So that mitzvah that you counted really doesn't belong, and this mitzvah, you know, it's a whole discussion about how do you count the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam doesn't count Moror as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, right? He just counts it as what? As part of what? Korban Pesach. By Matzah, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma because it's a separate pasuk of Be'erev Tochlu Matzah. The king of the Nechulas mitzvah b'fnei atzma, Rabdin Kanai, the mitzvah d'achilas Pesach Nira. So he says like this, the Yochel Pesach, the Chatzi Zayis Matzah, the Chatzi Zayis Moror, the Shaper Mikhaim Matzah Mitzvah Achilas Pesach. After Lokiyim Old Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, the Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma, he Mikra the Erev Tochlu Matzos. Oh, so he says like this, that Moror is what? It's not a Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma in the Torah. It's not a Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. It's only what? A Hechsher to the Pesach. So says Rav Chaim Mechidish, that who says that Moror Midaraisa needs a Kezayis? Because it's not a mitzvah zachil b'fnei atzma. It is a mitzvah to eat, but it's not the Torah's atzma. It's only like a condiment, like it's the ketchup, so to speak. It's the ketchup to the you know, it's a condiment to the Pesach. It's a hechsher de piska. So he says hechsher de piska mukora. He says it's not mukrach that it needs to have a kezayis. Now matzah, he says, also doesn't really need a kezayis b'toras hechsher de pischa. Matzah only needs a kezayis because it's a separate mitzvah of what? Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. But from the perspective of what? Hechsher de pischa, it doesn't need. So memela, the shakasayis kashas of miyushav. Because if Kasha asks the Kasha, why does the Rosh have to quote the Bracha to say that bizman hazeh, that we're doing a zecher, so we should eat more of a kezayis. That was chazal of a masakin. It was masakin to eat a kezayis, because they made nusach ha-bracha and the brachil, so that was the way they masakin. What did you learn out from the pasuk, from the hekesh? Because matzah is hukosh, mor is hukosh la matzah, but in the pasuk that it's hukosh, matzah doesn't need what? A kezayis. So Mamela, he said that Mora needs a kezayis. So Mora Taka didn't need a kezayis bisman when they had the Korban Pesach. It's only bisman azeh that they're eating Mora b'fnei atzmo, so then Chazal Masakin a mitzvah achila Mora. Achilas Mora. But in the Torah, there was no mitzvah achila Mora b'fnei atzmo. It was only a din of achshem at the Pesach. So Mamela, when it's hukash l'matzah in that pasuk, it's what? It's only hukash. Two less than a kezayis, and the other kasha from Bosu B'cholov is also not a kasha, because Bosu B'cholov is a kezayis even though it's a losh achila, because by Bosu B'cholov that is the iser, it's an iser achila. By Mor it's not a mitzvah achila. It's only hechsher at the pischa. So Mamela, that's why the Rosh had to what? The Rosh had to bring here. Yeah. So this Reb Chaim is reminiscent of the Zeche Yitzchak in a different way. Just like the Zeche Yitzchak, his word was that all the halachas in the Gemara of the Sugei Matzah only apply to what? To the mitzvah matzah of the Atzma. And what? But it doesn't apply to the matzah of the Mar Sherit Pisgah. Reb Chaim is saying a similar idea. He's not necessarily applying it to the way the Zeche Yitzchak applied it, but he's saying that the whole idea that there's a din of kezayis for that is only when it's b'fnei atzmo. When it's hachshere to pisto, it's not. Oh. Okay. So that's the Zeche Yitzchak, and that's the Reb Chaim's teretz to the Shabbos Sarayis of Kasha and Mela. That's why the Rosh had to bring a raya, that bizman hazeh, that how do we know we should have to eat a kezayis? Oh. Okay. Now, how does it apply to us? What does this have to do with us? Oh. Oh. So there is a Chasam Sofer in the Drushes. Chasam Sofer, a tremendous Baldarshan. A Chasam Sofer. In fact, this Chasam Sofer, many, many years ago, Rabbi Sobolovsky was the one who showed it to me for the first time. This Chasam Sofer. And says like this. He says a pshanupshat in the Manishtana. Okay? What time you got mincha when a quarter? Okay, we're almost finished. Okay. He says like this. He quotes from the Abarbanel a pshat in the Manishtana. But before we see the Abarbanel and Chasam Sofer, We just have to see a couple of psukim chumash. We know there's a din of korban toda. What's the din of korban toda? If somebody, you know, experienced one of he was a cholish in Isrape, or he went through the desert, or he went through the sea, right? So he brings a korban. What does he bring? An animal and what? 40 loaves. What are the 40 loaves? 30 are what? 30 are matzos and ten chomets, right? 40 loaves. Right? Some of them are chomets, some of them are matzos. Right? 30 matzos, 10 chomets, right? Those are 40 loaves. Chomets and matzos. Now, there is a pasuk that we're going to read soon in Parshas Tzav, which discussed the when they were inaugurating the Kohanim, the chinuch of the Kohanim, for the first time to do the avoda, it says that what? They brought up on page 11. Kachas Aaron v'sponav ito v'sabagodim v'shemen ha-mishka v'sparachatos v'shnei eilim v'sal ha-matzos. That they brought the chatos with matzah. And that was their inaugural korbonos, the korbonos ha-chinuch. Okay? That's the pasuk here on page 11. Also says the Abarbanel, he says, "Pshat man ishtana halayl hazeh mikol halaylos shebchol halaylos anu ochlim chometz umatzah halaylos akula matzah." Meaning like this: the whole year when you bring a korban todah, chametz u'matzah. So the question is, how come by the korban pesach, which l'chora also is a sort of a korban todah, because we came out of Mitzrayim, so we're coming out of Mitzrayim. So that's the kasha of the manishtana. Why is korban pesach different? Shebachol halelos, all the rest of the year, but we have a korban todah. Anu ochlim chametz u'matzah. We have the 30 matzahs and the 10 chametz. Halayla hazeh, kulo matzah. So what's the answer? So the answer he gives is that Rabbi Sabalovsky said this over, is that Korban Pesach is not just thanks for the past. If the Korban Pesach is a recognition that we had to go through this process of purification in Mitzrayim to make us fit for the future. It was what he's saying here, like a korban chinuch. It was mechanikos for the future. It was our inaugural korban, because without this process of purification, we wouldn't have been ready to receive the Torah. And perhaps that's the idea of the hechshera de piska, that the matzah is hechshera de piska. It's like that what? That korban chinuch, that it's leading us to the future. And that's what. And you can read the whole piece over here. And with this idea, perhaps one could explain, there's a discussion why we have a kittel at the Seder. So the Taz says we have a kittel because we're acting like big shots at the Seder. You know, we're free men, we're like kings, so we might, go to our head. So you got to remember that, you're immortal. You know, like you wear big day mason. You shouldn't go to your head. But in the Haggadah of Halakach Valivra from Avram Shor on page 20, he quotes, keep going down, the Gemara Tainus. And the Gemara Tainus, it's here on page 18. The Gemara says, "Vameshi Mesh Moshe." We're now in the Zayin Yimei Milui. The last week of Adar is the 7 days that Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, took it down. And who was the officiating Kohen those days? Moshe Rabbeinu. The eighth day, Moshe says, he wants to continue, the Medrash says, Hashem says, no, that's it. That's good. But the Gemara says, what did he wear in those days? So the Gemara says, Choluk Lavan. He wore a plain white kittel. So, and those are the days that the Mishkan was put up for the first time. So Rav Shor says, so perhaps reminiscent of that Gemara is the Kittel at the Seder. So based on what the Chasam Sofer, it's very good. Because Pesach is a new beginning. It's not just we're thankful we got out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a recognition that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Shalor writes, what's the idea that we were in Mitzrayim? Because, sometimes you have to be an Eved Hashem, first time you have to know how to be an Eved. So to be an Eved of the boss of Adam, now you can learn how to be an Eved Hashem. So the whole process was a prerequisite, to accept the Torah and be so it was like Yimei Milur. So that's the kittel of the and then he has another piece, Rav Shor, where he discusses we can't do everything here. There's a Meshech Chachma that says that in the Yimei Miluim, that normally to eat korbanos, you don't have to necessarily have Big Day Kahuna on. You don't have to have special begotten te'achila. But the makri of the korban, that's an avoda. So the Meshech Chachma says by Bini Miluim, he brings a raya from Pasuk and Yecheskel, they wore Big Day Kahuna. So Mamela, that's another explanation of why we have to have special begadim when we're eating at the Seder, because the Korban Pesach was like a Korban Milur. And one last thing. Rav Shor has a discussion. How come the minhag is to have chumers? Chumers by Pesach. You have chumers by Pesach. Page 21 and 22, he has a discussion. What's the union of chumers be made Pesach? So you can look what he says. But I want to say, based on what Shlomo Kluger says in Hilchos Chanukah, on page 29, that Shlomo Kluger has the famous kasha. what do you need a miracle of Chanukah? We're getting to Chanukah now. What do you need a miracle of Chanukah for? Right? The halacha is what? Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So what do you need the miracle for? So says Rav Shlomo Kluger, you can take a look in the Chochma Shlomo, the bottom of page 29 in the little print. That I'll say it out there, you can look later. He says like this, that it's right. When you do an avod in the Mikdash, it could be betumah. If the whole tzibur is tameh, tumah hutra betzibur. But the halacha is that when you're building a new mizbeach or a new menorah, and it's the first hadlaka, it's the Chanukah samizbeach or the Chanukah samenorah, the miluim, the inauguration, that has to be what? Betara. So based on what we're saying, that the whole idea of Korban Pesach is that it came together with matzah, reminiscent of what? The miluim of Parshas Tzav. So it has to be without any kulas. And that's why we celebrate Pesach, the minute, without any kulas, with all the chumras, etc. So Rabosai, I think this idea that we started off with the Tosas in Kiddushin, with Yerushalmi, and the Kasha from the Gemara in Pesachim, and the Teretz of the Zechi Yitzchak, and the Reb Chaim's Teretz from the Shagisai's Kasha and the Rosh, all, and the Chasam Sofer's Pshat in the Abar Benel's Manishtana, all lead to this notion that Pesach is not only, of course we're thankful for the past, but it's a new Haskalah. And that, Rabosai, could apply to everyone in your life. In other words, you had the Zman is over, everyone had the ups and downs during the Zman, but now, it's a new beginning. When Chodesh Nisan comes, it's a new, fresh blossom, a new beginning, and now you're going to go home, you're going to have the Bein HaZmanim, you come back to recharge, and then you start fresh again, and however the good the Zman was last Zman, next Zman is going to be even better. And that's the Yimei Hischatshus, it's the Chanukah Sabayis, Chanukah Samishkan, Chanukah of your lives. And every new Zman, especially when it's Chodesh Nisan, we have that, as I titled it, Yimei HaMiluim, Yimei HaPesach, Yimei HaMiluim, Vayis Chatshus. Yeah.